back to it now. I'm not going to talk much about the economy here. You know, gas has come back a little bit, maybe a dime or 15 cents even from its peak. But don't get too comfortable. It was the normalization of $5 gas we were dealing with, I believe. The normalization of $5 gas is what we've been dealing with in many regards. The economy is still the most pressing issue. I mean, it's June, right? It's June. So by the time we get to November and prices remain high and the economy remains sketchy, how are people going to vote? What are they going to vote on? Roe v. Wade? They're going to vote to give the EPA more power? Are they going to vote to strip you of your Second Amendment rights? I don't think any of those things are true. Larry Summers, the economic advisor to Barack Obama, now says a recession is almost inevitable. We're going to go to bite number 11 here. Summers says the reason is pretty clear because we've already gone too far already. Bite 11, go.
Look, I think, David, that a recession is almost inevitable. Probably a 75%, 80% chance within the next 2 years, and there's certainly a real risk that it will come sooner. That's going to be a very difficult thing, though, as I say, I think it may be inevitable given where we are.
Well, inevitable from where we are. Inevitable. Yeah. Seems pretty stark, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So, that's one economist. How about another one? We'll go to Bite 12. Jacob Goldstein, another economist and commentator on the economy, lays it out on CBS News. Says it's Joe Biden's fault, along with every Democrat that voted for the American Rescue Plan and the disastrous results that have come from it. Bite 12. Here it is. Go.
Look, the problem is the economy overheated.
It overheated in part because the government didn't just inject money into the economy at the start of the pandemic, but again last year.
There'll be $1,400 checks.
Approving a record $1.9 trillion stimulus while interest rates stayed at historic lows.
In retrospect, the government should not have put so much money into the economy.
Yeah, in retrospect, the government shouldn't have done anything that they did. And yet, here we are with all the money getting dumped in and not a good result. Not a good result at all. And you know what? I'm going to continue right on with the economy. Yeah. How about this? How about a little diversion for a moment? The most unpopular politician of my lifetime, Kamala Harris. That's right, sir. Thank you. Kamala Harris, the most unpopular. She is by far the most, she's less popular than Spiro Agnew, and he was guilty of a few things, apparently. She should just stop talking, I think. We're going to go to Bite 13, but they can't do that. Of course, they can't just muzzle her because then that would look bad, right? Right? That'd be terrible. So they just keep letting her talk, and she keeps doing everything that she can to just blame Vladimir Putin. Yeah, because people are buying that one. Listen to this. Go. 13.
I think we all agree and know inflation is still too high. We are seeing higher prices at the store because supply chains slowed down dramatically during the pandemic. And higher prices at the gas pump, in large part because of Putin's unprovoked war in Ukraine. And families across our nation, in particular working families, are feeling the effect. I know you know the president and I are using every tool at our disposal to lower cost, including the cost of gas.
Yeah, you are a tool. I don't know what you're using at your disposal, but anyhow, I think they should keep her out there as often as possible. Absolutely. So, because I think she's a fine representation of who they are. Yeah. By the way, Congressman Matt Waltz, Bite 17. Congressman Matt Waltz says the war on energy, and not the war in Ukraine, is the real problem with the economy. Of course, he's right about that. Bite 17, let it rip.
I mean, the Russians are grinding away, and as long as oil and gas prices are as high as they are, as long as Biden's war on American energy is in place, Putin's going to have all the cash that he needs to be able to continue to pump resources into this war. Listen, the Chinese have imported 50% more Russian oil just the last year. For every European bank that's backed away, a Chinese bank has stepped in. And the ruble, the Russian currency, is actually in a better place now than it was pre-invasion. So for all the tough talk from Biden about the toughest sanctions ever, they failed. The Russian economy is completely recovered.
So the Russian economy is completely recovered. So what did we accomplish? Anything? No, we just keep blaming them, though. Strange but true. Strange but true. Yeah. At any rate, you see, that doesn't fly with anybody. Nobody buys that, right? Nobody buys that at all. Yeah. What else do they have? What do they have? Anything? Nothing. At any rate, it's been a busy week. A lot to clean up this week, but I think it's going to get busier. I do. I think this EPA ruling is coming. It would happen sometime this morning. It'll be seismic. It'll be an earth-shattering decision if that happens. So we're going to sit right with it and wait for it, because it's the biggest decision waiting to come down. Some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show after this.
The selection is at its best, is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Fergie's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
Hi, Brad Hoos here, founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.